Hello everyone, welcome back.
Hello everyone, it's good you can join us again.
朋友们好，今天是第二十课的第二讲，在这一讲中我们先要做复习，然后学习对话，最后我们还要做一点练习。Okay, are you ready? Here we go. The first question is, who was Lady Godiva and when did she live? Who was Lady Godiva and when did she live?
She was the beautiful wife of the Lord of Coventry and she lived in the 11th century.She was the beautiful wife of the Lord of Coventry. And she lived in the 11th century.
What did the old legend say about the Lord of Coventry? What did the old legend say about the Lord of Coventry?
According to the old legend, the Lord taxed the people of Coventry heavily and unjustly. According to the old legend, the Lord taxed the people of Coventry heavily and unjustly.
What happened to the citizens in Coventry?If they couldn't pay the taxes. What happened to the citizens in Coventry if they couldn't pay the taxes?
They were thrown into prison. They were thrown into prison.
How did Lady Godiva feel about that?And what did she ask her husband to do? How did Lady Godiva feel about that? And what did she ask her husband to do?
She felt sorry for the people. And she asked her husband to have mercy on them. She felt sorry for the people.And she asked her husband to have mercy on them.
Did her husband listen to her at first? Did her husband listen to her at first?
No, at first he didn't. He showed no pity for the people. No, at first he didn't.He showed no pity for the people.
What did he say to his wife? After she asked him again and again to show pity. What did he say to his wife? After she asked him again and again to show pity.
He said,I will do what you ask. Only if you ride naked through the streets of Coventry at noon. He said, I will do what you ask. Only if you ride naked through the streets of Coventry at noon.
What did Lady Godiva do?After she got her husband's promise. What did Lady Godiva do? After she got her husband's promise.
She rode naked through the streets of Coventry the next day. She rode naked through the streets of Coventry the next day.
What was it like in the streets of Coventry when Lady Godiva rode through? What was it like in the streets of Coventry when Lady Godiva rode through?
The streets were empty. Every door was closed and every window was shuttered. The streets were empty. Every door was closed and every window was shuttered.
Did the Lord of Coventry keep his promise? And what did he do then? Did the Lord of Coventry keep his promise? And what did he do then?
Yes, he kept his promise and lightened the burden of taxes on the people. Yes, he kept his promise and lightened the burden of taxes on the people.
Did anybody watch Lady Godiva as she rode through the streets? Did anybody watch Lady Godiva as she rode through the streets?
Yes, a tailor did. Yes, a tailor did.
How did he manage to do that? How did he manage to do that? Manage to do something. Manage to do something. 意思是设法做成什么事情。
He cut a small hole in the door of his house and peeped through. He cut a small hole in the door of his house and peeped through.
What happened to the tailor according to the legend? What happened to the tailor according to the legend?
The legend says that he became blind. The legend says that he became blind.
What has he been known as ever since? What has he been known as ever since?
He has been known ever since as Peeping Tom. He has been known ever since as Peeping Tom. Well, that's all for the revision. Next, we'll go on to the dialogue. Li Ming is ill.
Why isn't Li Ming here today? Is he ill?
Yes, he is. He has a cold.
Did he go to see the doctor?
Yes, he went to the clinic this morning. The doctor said he had a fever and gave him some medicine.
How does he feel now?
He feels much better. His temperature is down, but he still has a headache.
Tell him not to worry about his studies. We'll help him to catch up when he's well. See the doctor.See the doctor. 这是一个习用短语，意思是去看病，看医生。注意 doctor 前面要加定冠词 the。同样去诊所看病要说 go to the clinic, go to the clinic。clinic 这个词前面也要加定冠词 the。go to the clinic。可以是指去单位或者学校的医务所看病，也可以指去私人诊所看病。 在欧美国家，除了去医院或者诊所看病以外，也可以请私人医生到家中来看病。那么请大夫来在英文中怎么说呢？
Send for the doctor. Send for the doctor.
好，现在让我们再看看对话中的一个句子。
The doctor said he had a fever and gave him some medicine.
医生说他发烧，给了他一些药。这是一个并列句，两个并列分句中的谓语动词分别是 said 和 gave。 在前一个并列分句中， said 后面带有一个宾语从句， He had a fever。在口语中，宾语从句前面的引导词 that 常常省略。 medicine 是不可数名词，所以不加复数词尾 s。 吃药英语该怎么说呢？
Take medicine. Take medicine.
Right. Okay.Let's take a look at another two sentences from the dialogue. 下面我们再看看对话中的另两个句子。
He feels much better. His temperature is down, but he still has a headache.
他现在感觉好多了，他的烧已经退了，但还有些头疼。Much better, 意思是好多了。Better 是 well 的比较级形式， feel well, feel better. His temperature is down. 这句话直译是他的体温降下来了，那么这里可以说他的烧已经退了。体温上升可以说 His temperature is up. His temperature is up. 那么量体温在英语中要这样说，
Take one's temperature. Let me take your temperature.
让我给你量一下体温。好，让我们接着看看对话的最后两句。
Tell him not to worry about his studies. We'll help him to catch up when he's well.
告诉他别为功课担心，等他病好了，我们会帮他补上的。第一句是一个否定式的祈使句。Studies 在这里是名词，意思是功课、学业。第二句呢，是一个复合句。When he's well 是时间状语从句， He's 是 he is 的缩合形式，这是口语的特点。我们已经提过，在条件状语从句中通常用一般现在时而不用将来时，在时间状语从句中呢，同样也是如此，以一般现在时来代替将来时。 Well 在这里是形容词，意思是健康的。在这两个句子中有两个非常常用的动词短语，一个是 worry about， worry about， 为什么担心，为什么发愁。另一个是 catch up， catch up， 赶上。好，下面我们再来看一些例句。
Don't worry about these bills. Somebody is going to pay them for you.
别为这些账单发愁，有人会替你付的。
They started out half an hour ago. We must hurry to catch up.
他们半个小时前就出发了，我们得加紧点赶上去。
It is difficult to catch up with the rising prices these days.
如今很难赶上不断上涨的物价。 catch up 后面跟宾语的时候要加一个介词 with。 要说帮助某人做某事，在英语中有两种常用的表达方式，一种是 help somebody to do something， help somebody to do something。 在这个表达式中，表示动词不定式的 to 也可以省略，但是在现代英语中更常用的是保留动词不定式的 to， 尤其是在口语中。下面我们来看一个例句。
We helped him to clean the house.
我们帮助他打扫屋子。帮助某人做某事的另一种表达方式是 help somebody with something. Help somebody with something. 下面我们来看一下例句。
May I help you with your luggage?
要我帮你抬一下行李吗？好，对话的语言讲解我们就到这儿。
Well, that's all for the study of the dialogue. As the grammar for this lesson looks at the structure of sentences, let's analyze some sentences together.He was in the army before he came to this university.
他来这所大学之前当过兵。这里是一个复合句，主句是 He was in the army. Before he came to this university 是时间状语从句。
I'd like to go with you.But I'm afraid I won't be free this afternoon.
我想和你一起去，但是恐怕我下午没空。这是一个并列复合句，两个并列分句由并列连词 but 连接。在后一个并列分句中 I'm afraid 后面是一个宾语从句 I won't be free this afternoon.
When Florence Nightingale was 30, her parents accepted her decision to be a nurse.
在 Florence Nightingale 30岁的时候，她的父母接受了她要当护士的决定。这是一个复合句。When Florence Nightingale was 30 是时间状语从句。后面是句子的主句，在主句中 to be a nurse 这个动词不定式短语修饰前面的 decision 做宾语补语。
If she isn't in, you can leave her a note.
假如她不在家，你可以给她留张条。这是一个复合句，带有一个条件状语从句，由 if 引导。 If she isn't in， 主句中的谓语动词 leave 跟了双宾语 her 和 note。 OK, that's it for today. See you next time.
We hope you enjoyed the program. Bye bye.